Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Talk about doing a 180. The bags were getting packed, the airline tickets were bought weeks ago, and I was almost ready to roll. But then, boom, a positive COVID test threw me on the sidelines. Dang, it all worked out, though. I was able to attend virtually, and I tested negative later on and was back on track by the end of the week. Moving on, let's explore the suggestion I made in the post. How do we drill down on an event's reputation? Sure, we can ask the organizers, but do they really know? Their assessment is a starting point, but not the final answer. Instead, let's go to two other sources, previous and current attendees, and yep, you guessed it, on social media. And those require two similar but distinct approaches. For attendees, ask about the content. Something like, let's assume that you trust the organizers and the committee to vet the speakers based on credentials and the topics on relevance. Let's also assume that all the speakers have an engaging style. What do you want to learn more about? And how do you know you got great information? Give me an example. Now, the key here to these conversations is definition and standards. We want to know what great content looks like. Is it the reminders with a great story attached? Is it the insights they haven't thought of before? Is it an explanation about an environment that they're navigating now? The more specifics we can gather, the better. So again, use examples or hypotheticals. Really make folks think. Oh, and by the way, you don't have to do this beforehand. We can also ask these questions when networking before the speech. Not everything has to be on PowerPoint slides. For social media, ask open-ended questions. Respond to the, oh, I'm so excited to attend post with something like, what is the one thing you want to hear from speakers that would make you want to come back next year? Now, the key is a delicate balance between specificity and a wild goose chase. We don't want to influence the answers by asking loaded questions, but we also don't want to get a lot of, I'm just going for the networking, responses either. Just get out there and see what you find. Relevance is based on what audience expects, based upon what they've experienced before. Our content will be compared accordingly. So when we know those stories and the expectations they create, we have an opportunity to hit it out of the park. Trust me, it's worth the effort. Hope that helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.